I said, "Sir, I have informed you that water currently in Mungindi in the Barwon River," this was written last week, "will effectively be active out our pumping threshold at Eulah early next week near Walgett. This is the fourth river event of this nature this year. My livelihood is at stake. I require 5 days pumping. Plant chickpeas. If I don't receive permission to do so, I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. What would you suggest to do? Lose the farm or start the pump?"
Now, when you say lose the farm, how critical is the situation for you and people in a similar situation at Walgett at the moment?
Well, the situation has become critical. It's just a relief mechanism. The irrigation here actually relieves the pressure on these types of circumstances. So it's critical to us because it's either we can generate some money or we have to borrow more. And when it gets to the point where the bank becomes a little bit sick and tired of you requesting additional funds to continue, that's when it becomes critical, when these situations haven't become available due to some other issue that we have no control over, even more so than a drought, which we normally should expect every now and then, but unfortunately embargoes, suspensions of a particular very important part of our business is suspended.
You've written the letter to the Deputy Director General. Have you received a response from him?
No, and I don't expect one for at least 4 to 6 weeks. Unfortunately, their response time isn't that quick. I only received a response from Niall Blair, who is actually now Minister in Charge of Water, which I'd written to him 4 weeks ago, and I've only just received a response from him as well. This is, you know, time urgent. We don't have time to actually be mucking around waiting for people to actually understand the circumstances. It needs to be repaired now because we've actually got to work out who is actually going to pay for, in this instance, Broken Hills water supply.
Who should be paying for Broken Hills water supply?
I do believe the people of New South Wales should be through their government. We've actually provided access for them to fix their critical needs. Their critical needs are as important as everyone else's needs. However, a group of agricultural businesses that try and make a living out of irrigation are paying for their water requirements. It's cost us at least $120 million this year so far. Someone has to pay for that because I can't afford that type of money, and you don't need much of a math brain to actually calculate the amount of cost that is individually.